Does any member of the body wish to ask a question for either candidate? Mr. Crenshaw?
I would like to ask a question of each of the candidates, and I think it would be one that they could both answer, and that would be, what strengths do you see your opponent bringing to the LSV?
I'd be happy to answer that.
As I've gotten to know, and we don't know each other personally and socially, we don't happen to exactly, but as I've watched you on this board now, you've been on this board now, a year, 2 years. Yeah, I've been on forever. Unlike some of us, he's always conducted himself with decency and with honor, with respect for other members of the board. And demonstrated the fairness and the thoughtfulness that I think any board member should have, particularly a vice chair.
We're an officer.
Well, listen, you happen to say Dino, because I've always admired Jim Lafferty's very calm and collected demeanor as vice chair these last 2 weeks, and as a person, as a member of the body. So.
Are there any more questions from the body to the candidate? None? Oh, Mr. Speaker's
phone? When listening to Jim Lafferty on his program, and in a case where I was present on Wilshire Boulevard Western Avenue one day, there was a demonstration. I don't even remember what the demonstration was, but there were some people crossing the street against a red light, and the police were giving tickets, and then the police came over and said, you can't have a demonstration here. And Jim Lafferty, realized that they could get tickets crossing against a red light, but he stood up to them and stop them from stopping that demonstration on the corner. It was where there was a subway entrance.
That's right.
And that's what I watched his behavior and what he's always doing. He's got the green hat on all the time. He's defending the citizenry of this country. Thank you.
Please thank you one more. Mr. Brooks?
Microphone to Steve Brooks.
I'd just like to ask both candidates if you think that, the reality of this board is there are two factions on this board. Do you feel there are any advantages to having a split leadership? Will that be beneficial? So I'd like to hear what both candidates have to say about that.
Mr.
Obviously, yeah, I think that would be a great idea. This faction thing seems imposed. For me, we'll start talking about a faction, that's how I feel about things. Like, I'm not old doctor, I'm Chief of Grade, so I kind of objective to start with. I think that ideal draws us apart or pulls us together.
I think it's a good question. When some years ago, on this board, I think Michael Novick was the chair at the time. Dutch Merritt was the chair at the time, I'm sorry. And I remember I then nominated someone, quote unquote, from the other faction myself to be the vice chair. It was Margie Murray. So I think there's some value to that. And so I thought about that. At the moment, given, and I don't want to be, I try not to be critical, given some problems on the board, I've weighed that against what I thought might be my experience in terms of being able to handle some of those issues. And so that's why I'm agreed to run. But I think it's a fair question, and one that all the factors being equal, maybe that's the best way to answer, I think might be desirable. In fact, I want trying to make that happen. I think I did make it. I mean, that's what happened.
Thank you, Mr. Price.
Thank you, Mr. Lafferty. And now we'll take public comments. 1 minute each, please. So you can endorse the candidate, you can make a comment in the form of a question.
Hi, as your employer, same person, same comment, hopefully for an answer, even though it's not provided for. What would you do, what could you do, what should you do to try to break down the strengths and make the body more effective, more efficient, more productive, more harmonious, and not as dysfunctional and disorganized and disoriented as it appears to be from time to time? And would you do something such as bring in consultants and or mediators, which I think is necessary, in order to try to get a different perspective on how to conduct meetings and how to run the station?
Given the fact that we have spent tens of thousands of dollars in our recent history in consultants and mediators, to no avail, the functionalism continues. It seems to me that that avenue, spending that kind of money that we don't have right now, it shouldn't be not even for discussion. Now, Mr. Lafferty mentioned he dreamed about the special circumstance, the fairness of it all, being allowed to dream it all and apply it. So my question is, did it work? Were the two members of the leadership and from two different factions on the ground on a day-to-day operation? Did it work? And if I, my memory serves correct, it did not.
I have a motion that was passed in the governance committee, and I want to know why is it that it's not on the agenda today? And it's about adhering, pushing the station to do the right thing and reform and remove all strict programming on KPFK. All right. Steve Pride, you have been also exercising boycotting this along with your faction on several occasions to compel and disregarding the spirit of the listeners that traveled, some traveled very far to get here. The body was not able to conduct business. And I will certainly not give my vote to anyone that conducts that kind of behavior. Whether it's all political, right? It's all about politics. So, by the way, I think you're great on your program. You do an excellent job. I appreciate that very much. But, again, I want to be fair. And to me, being fair is to take into account, number one, why you were elected, and that is to represent the listeners.
Fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you. Next is our ballot distribution.
Instructions.
Mr. Jerry Goodman, thank you.
And we need all the people, we need all the people who are going to vote in the room.
This is another IRB election for a single seat. So the same
runoff.
So the same instructions apply. The potential for confusion is because there is a bylaw on the resolution of ties. The original bylaw is that ties are resolved by lot. There is also a conflicting bylaw that ties are resolved by looking down on the ballot. You should know that this teller will not recommend looking further on the ballot. We'll recommend following the bylaws that in the event of a tie, the loser is divided, is determined randomly.
Oh, interesting.
Ms. Kaufman?
Obviously, I object to your just making that, you know, unilateral decision to obey one bylaw and not the other. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
I'm sure there is, Terry, but I don't really care. You're only going to follow one bylaw, and good luck with that.
In the preamble.
Oh, I need a ballot too, John.
Yes, go ahead.
John Crucial.
Randomizing the ballot. Counting and unfolding the ballot. 20 ballots. 20 ballots were collected, matching 20 ballots distributed.
20 members here.
You have 20? So one person has voted the last thing?
Apparently.
19
voted. Okay. Wait, the ballot is your stat. Ballot 17, Jim. Ballot 15.
Wait. There's only 19 people present. Why are there 20 ballots?
My friend went to get Lawrence.
Can I speak just to fill in? If we counted those ballots, it would tell us which side is the cheater, because there would be 12 to 8, 13 to 7.
Or which side wants to see the optimist wants to pink as a cheater.
Thank you. So do you write that it's for vice chair?
You do whatever you want. Once the ballots are counted, they'll be taken out of the play in a couple of weeks.
Does everybody complete their ballot?
Vice chair election reprieve.
Reprieve one.
Counting ballot. Stacking the ballot by candidate preference. Ballot 19 goes to Jim. Ballot 9 goes to Jim. Ballot 11 goes to Jim. Ballot 17 goes to Jim. Ballot 13 goes to Jim. Ballot 5 goes to Steve. Ballot 18 goes to Jim. Ballot 10 goes to Jim. Ballot 6 goes to Steve. Ballot 15 goes to Jim. Ballot 16 goes to Steve. Ballot 4 goes to Steve. Ballot 7 goes to Steve. Ballot 14 goes to Jim. Ballot 8 goes to Jim. Ballot 3 goes to Steve. Ballot 1 goes to Steve. Ballot 2 goes to Steve. Ballot 12 goes to Jim. Counting Jim's stack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 votes for Jim Lafferty. Counting Steve's stack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes for Steve Pride. 11 to 8, Jim Lafferty is declared the victor.
Congratulations. We are on to our election for treasurer. We'll take nominees. Mr. Nevis.
I'd like to nominate Kim Coughlin.
I decline.
Mr. Reyes.
I'd like to nominate Michael Open.
Chris Kaufman.
I nominate Steve Russell.
Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Okay, seeing none, the nominations are closed. Can we get a statement, please, from each of our nominees?
No. What's the
person
of the
board?
You
want to go first, or?
I don't care. Go ahead. Sitting treasurer, go.
Thank you. I am currently the treasurer. I'm also currently the chair of the finance committee. As the treasurer, I sit on the national finance committee. I'm going to take my minute or so here to actually comment or respond to some of the listening comments earlier. The question was raised about interim management, and so just to let people know that we are in the process of a search for a general manager. When we complete that general manager search by LSV recommending a pool to the interim or full executive director of Pacifica to select the general manager of the station, and then we will go into the process of the program director and go through the same process of a search for a permanent program director. The general manager is also urging the network to hire a permanent business manager for this station, which is not too long, an interim business manager. So the other thing I want to respond to was what Brian DeShazer raised about the National Finance Committee recommendation, which was adopted by the PNB to ask the or direct the archives to either find $100,000 in additional funding or cut the budget. I was the author of an amendment at the National Finance Committee to add the idea of raising additional money in order to continue their operations, because the original motion as presented was just to cut their budget, and I felt that it should be possible for the archives to monetize that resource further and better, and I would support all efforts to get archival material on all the five stations so that they can do that. And I was also the author here of two motions that were adopted last year by the board. One, as I mentioned, to create a development task force to try to raise money off air for the station. That has had some success. And also to urge the management to begin a process of strategic planning, because I think that the budget has to come out of a strategic plan for building and growing the station, and not just the manipulation of numbers on a sheet of paper. And I hope to see that process move forward. Thank you.
Mr. Burke?
I would like to offer myself I've been an active member of the finance committee, so I'm very familiar with that. I would like to see us continue to push management to be accountable. We've had a lot of trouble with that. We still need to get that accomplished. I'd like to be able to put my voice in on the National Finance Committee and participate more extensively there. We have severe financial problems, and I would like to contribute more to trying to deal with those problems and to hold our own management accountable on a continuous basis. Those would be my goals as an active treasurer.
Thank you. Questions from the body for the candidate?
Just a
question. Mr.
Beakey? Oh, yes. I have a brief question for Michael Nolte. As you may know, when you're listening of the issues that face the archives, one of the critical ones that seems to be solvable right now, the KPFK has yet to pay their part of what is due of the archives. Would you work to have them release those funds that they are due to pay the archives? As your capacity, although different, since you did mention bringing it up in TV, but also while you work as a treasurer, assuming you get elected, if the treasurer gets to work to again preserve the archives.
You know, I'm very concerned that overall the station is constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul and stringing out, a budget obligation that's going back for 2 years to the current proceeds. So, I would support trying to get to the bottom of the current financial situation and fulfill the obligations of the archives. We did on the National Finance Committee change the formula for this year so that the station is actually paying, although it's a smaller percentage, it's a little bit more. We used to have a deduction in our obligation to the archives for because we give them free rent and free utilities. We no longer have that deduction, but overall all the stations are paying a smaller percentage of their list of support for to support the archives. In addition, the station owes some money for premiums from the archives, and that's an obligation that should be fulfilled as quickly as possible.
Thank you. Ms.
Coughlin,
who is your question for? Which candidate?
You're on.
It doesn't matter.
I thought it was too
good. Just call them. Go over.
I thought it was two candidates.
But it's only two questions for each candidate.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. You will find out when I speak. Okay? All right, Michael. Well, you know I was treasurer for 2 years and chair for three, and I still had a hand in the finances. And basically, under your tenure, we've had no expenses reported to us. And you are not making any noise about it, nor is the NFC chair, your side of the table there, has not really complained about it. You passed this motion on the National Finance Committee to cut out $250,000 of expenses of KPFK. How do you do that with no expenses? Okay, or maybe you just want to use this for your political enemies. You know, cut personnel. Because that's all I'm hearing. All I'm hearing is how you want to cut personnel. But you have no idea what the expenses are, and they're significant. And they're going to be stunning when known exactly how much money is flowed out of here in 6 months. Okay, so that's objectionable, this, you know, tearing away KPFK like that with a bad budget, with no expenses on the budget, and three payroll people not even on the budget. Okay, did you miss that? Or you know, who's watching the book? And as for your PRA motion to raise money, you gave them 1 month to raise $100,000. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's a gesture. And your development task force has done nothing in 3 years.
We're focusing on the questions for treasure.
Do you want to answer the question? Oh, yeah, you get a chance to answer, then we take two questions for Mr. Burns. So we've had two questions for Mr. Novak. Are there two questions for Mr. Burns? There are two people who have their hand up. Mr. Klender, I have a question that would go to both, which deals with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides us with significant funding, although not very much, maybe
5% of our operating budget. But we have not completed the audit for 2013, so we're not eligible for those funds. We have lost those funds. What actions have you taken or will you take, if elected, to make sure that we get those CPB funds? And that would be for both candidates.
Well,
I would just say that I think that those are ongoing problems, and there's multiple compliance issues that we have to continue to work on. So I would press, of course, to get that money and that we comply. It's not, I mean, all the treasurer can do is press on. He cannot make it happen, but I would certainly press that to get that source of funding reestablished and meet. There's several criteria that we have to meet, so I would certainly work on that, yes.
Thank you. Ms.
Well, I've been, raising the issue of not getting financials every month with the management for well over a year. I don't understand why Ms. Kaufman even haven't complained about it. Maybe she doesn't understand how you can raise an issue without raising your voice. As far as the question of CPB funding, KPFK unfortunately disqualified on two counts. Because of the size of our financial support and the size of our listening audience beyond the problem that the station, the foundation as a whole faces, and I've been fighting for a long time to try to get the station to see how to rebuild its listening audience and have larger pools of financial support both on and off air. The other thing I would say is that even before being elected treasurer, I've urged three successive general managers to post the position of business manager and fill it with a permanent person who could be part of a financial team, not just for the station, but for the network. I think that the business managers of all five stations need to work closely with the CFO to come up with a financial plan, not just, again, not just putting numbers into a spreadsheet, by trying to determine how is the best way to raise the money the stations and the foundation need to fulfill their mission. I'll have to say that I haven't gotten any satisfaction from the general manager or two interims since that general manager in getting the position filled. So I think that's very regrettable.
Thank you. Mr. Klender, you had a question?
Yeah, I think...
What's your question for...
For Mr. Brooks, please.
Okay, just a second.
Now, this budget, sustainability and survivability thing is a big deal for all of us. It's to the extent that, you know, we sit on opposite sides of the aisle here, I think it's something that we're all concerned about. Focus on the facts matter is important. My sense is you've probably bring more of that than we've seen from others on your side, as much as we appreciate the enthusiasm. But I think your message or your... I'd appreciate if you were comfortable to talk a little bit more specifically about the way that this board could stand together to realize change. Because I think on this issue, there's a majority, a potential majority, for just solid, good financial administration and management. But I think you should, if you can, be a little bit more direct so that we would understand what it is that you're prepared to bring. Excuse me. Thank you.
I would say that my... biggest issue overall with both the LSV, the Finance Committee, all of this, is our advisory role and our inability to hold parties accountable. So a lot of the problems for this board and its committees flow from the fact that we're in an advisory role that management can or cannot take seriously at their option. So I would work to change that working relationship so that my goal would be to get management, to get us together so that even if it is an option for them, that the leadership makes that not an option, that we do have a relationship where we can ask for accountability. So that would give us a lot more power, and that would be a major goal of mine. And I think that is true of this LSD as well. We become irrelevant because we can't enforce anything. And we have to figure out a way to work with management so that we can have influence over the process. So that's my basic belief.
I move to stand.
Second.
I need to ask a question.
I know, but
how much time?
The others wanted too. How many?
Five
how much
minutes.
Time?
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Are you asking?
5 minutes. I hope to extend 5 minutes.
Who's seconded?
I think Fred seconded.
You seconded a 5 minute extension,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? There's an objection. Okay, we'll take a vote. If you are in favor of extending for 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
If you object to extending for 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Abstention? 3. Just want to carry for that 5 minutes.
So I'd like to ask a question, get in the queue for asking
a question.
Mr. Pryor, okay. Okay, well, that's a good point, though. So we've got Steve, we've got John. Anyone else want to be on this list at the moment? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is for both candidates.
earlier, in fact, you said it, for Robin Peter Pay Paul, which comes back to Sue Rose's comment that we kind of glossed over when we were talking about the grant. He wants many, many grants to come in. And yet he's mentioned that the grant for the Through A, the $65,000 grant to that Through A, has been borrowed. So in other words, spent. Why should someone give a grant to this damn station if that's how we would treat their wishes for that money that we tell them we're going to do something with?
That's right.
For both of you, what are you going to do to physically change our, let's go to the payday now policy of running the station?
We have three questions in 5 minutes. Should we take the questions first?
Okay. And then John.
Yeah, let's back up.
I thank Frank Klunder who gave me the idea. And I want to address what those content that Steve Brooks was talking about that were only advisory. Back when I was treasurer, I made the most radical assertion and request that's ever been made with regard to the finances. And I was dismissed as being too radical and not being authorized by the bylaws. But I take the point of view of this, that basically, with regard to law, everything in the United States is legal until they pass a law to make it illegal.
Right.
Other people take the point of view that it's only bilegal if it's in the bylaws. So we can't allow, for example, you know, Mike Lovick for me to wear a green shirt and me a black shirt because it's not in the bylaws. If it's not in the bylaws, you can't do it. That's one point of view. The other point of view is if it's not prohibited in the bylaws, you can do it. So my radical proposal was this, and stimulated by Fred's idea that we have potentially a majority here. And Fred and Steve's comment is that we're regarded as an advisory board. There's one thing we can do, and that's set the budget. And the budget can be reviewed every 3 months. And so what we can do is we can. You know, it's just not enough time for something as complicated as setting the budget. So let me just give me
other questions.
Bear with me. I asked for the 5 minutes for my question.
That was not part of the motion, Mr. Dr. Winger.
The point is this. We can, if they don't follow our directions, we can write their salary to zero. And that's the only thing we can do, and it's not prohibited by the bylaws. So if you want to be effective, we cannot simply be advisory. We have to be directors.
Yeah. Mr. Lawrence.
I agree with you, John.
Thank you.
So, the problem with the CPP money has been articulated by both of you. That is essentially a problem. Sorry about that.
A useful question.
My turn. That's probably one thing.
But if you're a Doors fan?
It has been articulated by both of you as being, you know, obviously a problem, but it seems to be almost hopeless that you've not been able to directly respond in terms of how we will fight to get that CPP money. I know in the audit committee we've been talking about it ad nauseum, but we still haven't come up with a formula to fight to get that money back. So how would you do that?
So there's three questions that have been asked, and we have...
We have 1 minute and 10 seconds.
So go for it, 35 seconds.
The overall problem with the CPP money is that there's no audit completed for 2013 because we had no business manager here at the station for part of that time and no CFO for part of that time. And so there's something to have the data hold. Nationally and locally, so that's got to get finished. There's no question about it. Locally, our problem is that we don't have the audience. We need to rebuild our audience. We need to have shows that attract listeners by engaging the community. As far as Steve Price's question about the expenditure, I'd be happy to introduce a motion saying that any money in a restricted fund cannot be spent for any other purpose but what's in the fund.
Thank you.
As far as the dedicated funds, I would say that I would oppose that that process from happening. However, if I was overridden, then I would want a date certain on when the money's paid back. So I basically opposed, but would say if it's going to happen, then if there needs to be a date certain when it will be replenished. Otherwise, it's just a joke. I mean, it's just money that's gone. So as far as setting the budget, yes, I think the committee can set the budget, but it can be overridden. The LSB could have been overridden on the budget before, so that isn't a cure-all either.
You're at time.
Michael said what we have to do for CPB just has to be done. I mean, it's not up to the treasurer to get that done, but it's certainly a push for the audit to get accomplished on the NFC to continue pressing. Absolutely. That it has to be done. And building a membership, listenership, is a project for all of us. So there you go.
Thank you.
Well,
there's a motion to extend. Is there a second for that motion?
No.
I'll second that motion to extend.
Is there any objection?
There's three objections, please. So let's take a vote.
So we'll take a vote.
Well, how much time? Okay. There was nothing. Look at the case in Emerson County.
5 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. If you would like to extend for 5 minutes, please raise your hand. One, two.
Fine, this is a fairly important
If
vote.
You would like, if you would not, we
governance is fairly
if
important.
If you do not wish to extend,
and this network.
You raise your hand if you do not wish to extend?
No.
So,
Special interest to voters who welcome the creative challenge of confusion. You have the right to rank as many candidates as you can fit on the ballot. You have the right to write in names, even if those candidates have not been nominated. But this is an IRB election, just like the last two, and those instructions also apply.
Harry,
tell me there's 19. Because these are single candidates.
Oh, yeah, because
there's so many.
Single
seat.
Single
19. I don't mean to want. I want to bring up something. All these elections have been filled single seat in the director election. In the delegate meeting, there will be one IRB election and one STB election, because there is one seat for a staff local station representative and three seats for a listener sponsor local station representative.
So beyond two is STB.
Beyond one is STB.
Okay, randomized ballot. Shuffling. Counting the ballots. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Does the number of ballots collected equal to the number distributed?
Yes.
19 ballots for treasurer, dividing the ballots into
the voters most prefer on the first round. Ballot 7 goes to Michael. 19 goes to Steve. 6 goes to Steve. 10 goes to Michael. 5 goes to Steve. 14 goes to Michael. 13 goes to Michael. 4 goes to Steve. 12 abstains. 3 goes to Steve. 18 goes to Michael. 17 goes to Michael. 16 goes to Michael. 2 goes to Steve. 15 goes to Michael. 1 goes to Steve. 9 goes to Michael. 8 goes to Michael. 11 goes to Michael. Counting the ballots for Michael Novick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Counting the ballots for Steve Brooks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And one abstain, Michael Novick is declared the winner.
Congratulations. Thank you. And we are moving on to our secretary nomination. Brenda?
I nominate John Gary.
Second. Oh, that's what they don't mean. Other nominations?
Are there any other nominations for secretary?
Excuse me.
The
wage. No, excuse me. I move that we accept the nomination and elect John Gary by acclamation.
I have to object.
Really? That is a shocker.
Wait, shouldn't we ask him if he wants?
You got $200 now? Could you accept the nomination, Mr. Gary?
Well, I have a question.
We'll go to... Would you like to make a statement? Okay.
Oh, you both want.
Do you have a question?
Okay. Yeah, are you getting paid?
No. I have not requested payment.
So then, who said maybe he was getting paid?
Are there any other questions for the secretary?
Just an observation to the answer. She asked him, are you getting paid? He said, I am not requesting payment. That doesn't answer the question. So perhaps a direct answer would be called for.
That's
yes or no?
Excuse me.
I am just making that as my observation and request.
Yes.
Yes or no would answer the question.
Yes. Please.
You don't need to.
I am not being paid. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
I have never been paid.
So, Sam,
and he's not paid.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have to call the comments. You know, taking care of everything, you know what I mean?
Public comment?
I just missed Rodrigo's...
He was thanking John.
Once again, I want to thank all the new delegates that have been elected. I hope that this new year is less challenging and that will be more rewarding and we can get more results. It's all about results, bottom line. I want to know once again why I have been on the governance committee, all kinds of committees for years, but very persistent with governance in recent times, and I was able to push through a motion, and it reads, whereas STRIP programming on KPFK occupies most of the drive time peak programming, the LSB and station management shall replace these STRIP programs with non-STRIP programs in order to open up the airwaves to many other voices and analysis. This shall be implemented within 60 days. Now it's over the 60 days because obviously we lost quorum because that side did not show up 45 minutes after starting up the meeting time. I want an answer. I asked for an answer before and I did not get it. I want to know why this motion was omitted systematically from today's agenda. So I want someone to address that ASAP. Thank you.
You kind of get comment on the treasurer, where I wanted to make this comment.
This is
comment
on the treasurer.
What?
Oh,
nobody's going to go out of order. I want to make the comment nevertheless. Follow the money. You've heard this before.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we often get more interesting facts or sensible facts in this kind of a discussion than we do on a regular basis, which we should have, both national and local. So I would urge all the candidates and all the elected people on our regular meetings to give us a regular report on the national PMB and the local on financial affairs as well as governmental affairs. What about the lawsuits? Well, what about the money spent on legal matters? In fact, someone mentioned earlier, this is Fernando, I think, who said, oh, look, we don't want consultants to waste all that money on them. Well, that's not true. What we waste the money on is legal matters. When I left the board years ago, it was up to $6 or $7 million had been spent on legal matters. Now, I'm not trying to put lawyers in any bad light necessarily, I say, but the fact is a lot of those things could have been, should have been, and in the future should be settled by mediation, by negotiation, and not by fighting each other or people on the outside. In these matters, they need to discuss in regular meetings.
Thank you.
It's
okay.
There's only 1% left.
The one of the most important things is we got to straighten KDFK and this has got to get its act together. Because Eric Gosner, his last words were, I can't breathe. And our planet is dying. Soon our planet will be crying, I can't breathe. The oceans are dying. And when life dies in the ocean, the oxygen doesn't happen. So we're building a big movement again for climate justice. Bolivia just called, they don't have a date yet, a major conference of social movements to go to Paris. There's good news and bad news happening in the world, but mostly bad news. And we need to save our station. We need to get together. We need to have voices of the global south, people of color. We need to have Chicano, African American. These are people on the front line that can save our planet. So let's get our act together because we need KPFK Pacifica. Thank you.
And we will distribute the ballot for our one.
Can we do a show of hands?
Yeah.
Bylaws prohibit us from doing such a thing.
Officers have to be balanced.
Yeah.
By the way, those are your instructions. So you can give the instructions that's inappropriate to you.
Point of order.
I didn't hear you.
Point of order. Considering there's only one person. There is no election. I am just objecting. I'm not going to vote, and I object since we had to make so many tabling of unquorumed minutes. I object to that repeatedly.
We agree.
What's the agreement on what?
Okay. There needs to be a ballot.
A lot of ballots.
All right.
Thank you.
For the past several years, there have been no election for secretary. It's been by acclamation. However, the rules of order do say that in the event that the bylaws call for an election,
there must be a ballot in order to preserve the member's right to write in candidates who have not been nominated.
Mr. Novick?
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the public comment as to why the agenda item that was mentioned was not on the agenda.
The motion?
Yeah, the agenda is motion. It's because we failed to have a meeting. You gave the answer yourself. We did not have a quorum at last month's meeting. So these are elections that should have taken place in December, not in January. And so the entire meeting has been occupied by the elections because we had no quorum last month when the election was supposed to take place.
So we're looking at the February agenda. Yes? Kaufman?
Well, I would like to know from the treasurer why the finance committee motion objecting to the budget never made it to the LSB.
This is not an agenda item right now on the floor.
Well, no more, it's no less than the governance committee. Why that never made it to the LSB? That never saw the light of day here for people.
It was sent to the LSB.
It never appeared on an agenda.
No.
It was sent to the LSB and it was sent to the NSB.
Excuse me, Ms. Hoffman. Ms. Hoffman, Mr. Novick. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, and it never has been.
Actually, maybe I should be collecting the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eighteen. 19 ballots have been collected. Randomizing ballots. Counting again while unfolding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 ballots equals the number distributed. Ballot 1, John Jerry. Ballot 4, blank. Ballot 15, John Jerry. Ballot 11, John Jerry. Ballot 17, John. 12, John. 5, Mickey Mouse. 19, John. 2, Rodrigo. 16, John. 14, John. 6, John. 10, John. 3, John. 18, John. 13, John. 7, John. 8, John, 9, John. Number of ballots for John Gary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 1 vote for Rodrigo, 1 vote for Mickey Mouse, and 1 invalidated. John Gary is elected.
Congratulations, Mr. Jerry. Thank you, Mo. And our LSB meeting is adjourned. Let's take a 5-minute break before we begin our Delta meeting. Thank you. Wow.